Hey, this is Dan with Comic Book Pit Audio Boo number 36, and we're continuing with the Avengers, and this is Avengers number 184, Death on the Hudson. So when we last left off, the Avengers were squaring off against Crusher Creel, the Absorbing Man, on this freighter. Absorbing Man had absorbed the powers of the ship's turbine, and he's pretty big and pretty powerful. So the fight ensues. There's this pretty badass part where Vision has Crusher's ball and chain and cracks him right across the jaw with it. It's pretty sweet. While he does that, Iron Man jumps on his back and starts absorbing his power. Absorbing Man's, that is, and but he absorbs so much that his circuits start overloading, and he has to fly up into the upper atmosphere to release the power. Let's see. In the meantime, cut to Captain America and Falcon, who finally show up at Avengers Mansion after Cap successfully recruits or convinces the Falcon to be their minority member of the Avengers. As soon as they walk in, Jarvis says, there's a priority call down at the harbor. And so as soon as they walk in, they turn around and walk out. But not before the Falcon starts spouting off I don't even know how to describe it. It's not really racist, but he basically starts talking like a slave to Henry Peter Gyrich, Gyrich, however you pronounce it. You know, he's the government stooge. He wants Falcon to fill out the proper forms and necessary paperwork, and you know, of course, Falcon right away hits him with, "Yes, sir, I shall be glad to do that little thing." And then, as they're leaving, Garrick says, "Hey, wait, what about your forms?" And Falcon goes, "Sorry, massa, but when Cap gets a bee in his bonnet, there just ain't no stopping that child, no sir." Anyway, that was a little jarring, but humorous nonetheless. So they get to the harbor and to find the Beast having his way with the Absorbing Man in a totally hetero way, of course. Absorbing Man does what he does and absorbs the Beast's ability, and Cap decides, hey, I'm here, I'll take care of things. And he kind of does a bonehead move for Cap, something you wouldn't expect. He throws his shield at Crusher Creel, to which Crusher Creel absorbs the properties of Cap's shield and becomes, metal and indestructible. So Ms. Marvel, starts wailing on him. Iron Man actually flies back just in the nick of time. He bowls right into Creel, and, but Crusher's still mighty strong. He's still has Cap's the strength of Cap's shield, cracks Iron Man's armor, and then he sees the girl that he took hostage last issue, grabs her and starts running for the boat. And just as he gets to the end of the pier, the boat, he sees the boat off into a distance, and he curses Vision grabs him and kind of makes, he knows Creel's going to absorb his power, so he lets him dematerialize and go into the water. Crusher, he tries to make a swim for the boat, but he just says, screw this, enough's enough. And just as the Avengers fly out into the water to try and get him, he takes the properties of water and just disperses into the ocean. And so that's the last that we see of Crusher Creel for the moment. And that's pretty much the end of the issue. So this is Dan for Comic Book Pit, and we'll see you next time.